The problem with becoming wealthy is that you stand a chance of becoming enamored with wealth. According to Proverbs 10:14, a rich man's wealth can become his walled city. In Bible times, the wall around the city was the city's protection from the enemy. If you get from your wealth the idea that you are some big deal because you gathered some money, you missed the essence of a total money makeover. The wealthy person who is ruled by his stuff is no more free than the debt-ridden consumer we've picked on throughout this audiobook. Anton Rivaroli said, "There are men who gain from their wealth only the fear of losing it. Since you have been learning a wealth-building system from me, you might think I believe stuff is the answer to happiness, emotional well-being, and spiritual maturity. On the contrary, I see a real spiritual danger in having great wealth. The danger is old-fashioned materialism." In his great book, Money, Possessions, and Eternity, author Randy Alcorn discusses a disease running amok in America, affluenza. Affluenza is a malady that affects some of the affluent and their children, because some of the affluent and their children seek happiness, solace, and fulfillment in the consuming of stuff, they end up depressed and even suicidal. They discover bumper sticker wisdom: he who dies with the most toys is still dead. Stuff is wonderful. Get some stuff. But don't let the pursuit of wealth become your God. My wife and I are concerned that our wealth be a blessing and not a curse to our children. So we are tough on our kids regarding work, saving, giving, and spending issues. When one of my kids was a teenager, she complained to me, "Do you know how tough it is being Dave Ramsey's kid, Dad? You're so hard on us, making us buy our own cars, manage our own checkbook. You cut us no slack." I replied that we are tough on them because one day they will inherit our wealth, and that wealth will either ruin their life or become a tool for great good. While wealth is fun, it comes with great responsibility. Another paradox is that wealth will make you more of what you are. If you are a jerk and you become wealthy, you will be the king of jerks. If you are generous and you become wealthy, you will be most generous. If you are kind, wealth will allow you to show kindness in immeasurable ways. If you feel guilty, wealth will ensure that you feel guilty for the rest of your life. The love of money, not money, is the root of all evil. As a Christian, I am amazed how certain political and religious groups have decided that wealth is evil. Many of the heroes of biblical faith, of world history, and of our nation were very wealthy.